and earlier, I was a musician. Since I was a child, I studied music. But when I was older, my father said to me, with the kind of music you do, you will not win anything. So you must choose between a doctor, a medicine, or a lawyer. Well, I decided to be a lawyer, and I studied that in Havana University. I was a very good lawyer because I won many discussions, and my clients was very happy with my work. The law and the practice of law changed very much in Cuba during my lifetime. Especially from 1959. Revolution changed very much the practice of the law and the law itself. Passed from a lawyer to a musician because in this system I could win, not very much, but something for living, making music. My training as a lawyer helped me very much in my profession as a musician, as a composer. It has been very easy to me to discuss with an orchestra conductor and convince him how he must play my music. Have passed much time. In this moment, I don't know exactly the practice of law in Cuba and the situation of lawyers. I'm dedicated only to be a composer, making music. Never more with legal things.
Vivian Edelberg Rudow. That was called Cuban Lawyer Juan Blanco. That was released on the Electroacoustic Music 9 compilation on Electroshock Records. Electroacoustic music and samples of Cuban music from Vivian Edelberg Rudow, who visited Cuba for their Electroacoustic Music Festival. Must have been in the late 90s, and she interviewed the electroacoustic music Cuban composer, Juan Blanco, who was a lawyer in Cuba in the 40s and 50s, and turned back to his first love, music, after the Castro Revolution. Juan Blanco is part of a series Vicky Rudow composed, called Velvet Hammers, Portraits of Lawyers. Vicky Rudow's own father, Harry Adelberg, was a prominent Washington lawyer himself, so the pieces are also a kind of tribute to her father. When this CD came to me in 2004, the Electroshock Records Electroacoustic Music Volume 9, I had no music at all by Juan Blanco. There was just about none available. And back in 2013, Innova Recordings finally released Juan Blanco, Nuestro Tiempo, Our Time. And so we'll hear from Juan Blanco a piece called Music para Danza. And this is composed with a sine wave generator, tape dubbing, recorded in Cuba in 1961. And we'll follow Juan Blanco with Samuel Pellman, late of Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. Mr. Pellman died a unfortunate death November 9th, 2017, at the age of 64. He died in a bicycle crash, a traffic accident. And it was very sad. I had recently communicated with Mr. Pellman about his music, and had played some of his music from the Selected Planets CD on Innova Recordings, and he thanked me very much, and I said I'd put some more of his music on Martian Gardens. And before I got a chance to do so, he met with that terrible accident, and I feel kind of sad about it. So we'll hear from Samuel Pellman's Selected Planets, and a piece called Ares Vallis, or Mars, the god of war. This is computer music by Samuel Pellman, realized at the Studio for Contemporary Music at Hamilton College in Clinton, Western New York. And it's dedicating this to the late Samuel Pellman. That will be coming up. That's a pretty long piece, running 14 and a half minutes. It'll be coming up after this shorter piece by Juan Blanco, Music para Danza. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 910, hour 2. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog, and the Martian Gardens podcast for all 3 hours is at Radio for All, that's numeral 4, radioforall.net. Search Martian Gardens.
The Thank you.
computer music by the late Samuel Pellman of Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. That was called Ares Vallis, or Mars, from his CD Selected Planets on Innova Recordings. That was released in 2003, and it's only a selection of many pieces that Pellman did in dedication to various celestial bodies. Mr. Pellman died, unfortunately, on November 9th of 2017 in a bicycling accident in traffic, and it was pretty sad. That's going out to Samuel Pellman. We started with Juan Blanco and Musica para Danza, dance music, from the CD of Blanco's work released on Innova Recordings called Nuestro Tiempo, Our Time. That was music for Sine Wave Generator and tape dubbing recorded in Cuba in 1961. We'll hear next music from Severed Heads, Noah Kraszewski, The A-Holes, and Thomas DiMuzio. From Severed Heads, we'll hear from their tremendous 1998 album, Haul Ass, which was not released on a major label. The Severed Heads had long had trouble with the major label and their expectations of what the artist should be, so they started releasing the music on their own label, Sevcom, and this was the first one, 1998, Haul Ass. And what we'll hear is a piece called Better Harms and Heartbreaks, featuring an enigmatic character called Trudy Lovelace, PhD, who's credited with the voice that you hear. I don't know who this person is, perhaps a nom de plume of one of Tom Ellard's eccentric friends. Synthesizers, Computer and Samplers by Tom Ellard, the main man in the Severed Heads. This was recorded at their studio Terse Tapes in Sydney, Australia. And we'll follow Severed Heads with Noah Kraszewski and Gotter Dammerung from the CD The Twilight of the Gods, definitely a Wagnerian reference, from Zadik Records, released in 2010. Electroacoustic music and processing by Noah Kraszewski, with many samples of other instruments and voices contributed, including the New Jersey klezmer group, the Klez Dispensers. And we'll follow this again with a group called the A-Holes. I hate to be euphemistic, but Martian Gardens still goes out over the airwaves, and some people are still uptight, so these are necessary. The A-Holes was a group from led by Marcelo Radulovic at the age of 15, and it was a noisy experimental punk band that he put together with a few of his friends, and they only did a couple of gigs. One of them was in 1979, opening up for Black Flag in Fresno, where the artists are from. And in that gig, they were given the bum's rush by rabid Rollins fans and didn't even get to complete it. They were scheduled to do another gig with the punk band Flipper up in San Francisco, but none of the members of the band were old enough to drive, so they couldn't get a ride. They did get together and reunite in 2001 for a gig, and at a Mexican restaurant, or at just a restaurant in Tijuana. Over the years, Marcelo Radulovic has taken the recordings from the A-holes and has refined and reassembled a lot of the material. And he's released this material on a CD called Johnny and the Big Prairie Fire, which he sent to me around 2002. And it's even since then, more of the material has been tweaked and reissued. You can find this at Titicaca Man Records through CD Baby, which is where Radulovich releases some of his music. We'll hear three selections, Thrash Jiggers, Hungry for Affection, and Race for Discovery from the A-holes. Then from Thomas DiMuzio and the artist known as Zipper Spy, we'll hear a piece called Columbia that refers to the space shuttle Columbia, to dovetail with the A-hole's Race for Discovery. And this comes from a double CD on Gench Music, Thomas DiMuzio's label, called Mono Poly, Thomas DiMuzio and Other Artists. And that will complete the set. We start with Severed Heads, Tom Ellard's band. This is called Better Harms and Heartbreaks versus Trudy Lovelife, PhD, from Hall Ass on Sevcom, released in 1998. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 910, hour number 2.
Destructive. I'm from Cleveland, and I've never seen anything like this in all my life.
What is so different? What is it that you like?
It's just fabulous. It's different.
Be a lot of excitement as one of the children would be chosen by a nice family and adopted as their very own child. When this happened, a big tear would run down Johnny's cheek. I wish I belonged to somebody and had a nice family, he thought.
Poor Johnny. I'm sure glad I belong to you, Bob. Even if I do have to ride around in a suitcase.
Well, Jiggers, one day the magic moment came when a nice-looking man and his lovely wife came to the orphanage and invited Johnny to come and live with them and be their very own son. Johnny had to pinch himself to see if it was real and...
Ouch!
It was. Another big old tear ran down Johnny's face. Only this time, it was because he was so happy.
Boy, where is he going and where is he going to live?
Well, Johnny's new mom and dad wouldn't tell him. His new mom said, close your eyes, we're almost there.
God. 78,150 people died at Hiroshima.
We won the race of discovery against the Germans.
United States.
Race of discovery against the Germans. In order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans, until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
The Japanese have accepted our terms fully. Our terms fully.
Fascism.
The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and links is martiangardens.blog. The Martian Gardens podcast for the complete 3 hours is at Radio 4, that's Radio Numeral 4, ALL, radioforall.net. And we'll do a quick rundown. We have just enough time. Severed Heads, Better Harms and Heartbreaks started off. Noah Krzyzewski, Gotterdammerung. We followed that with The A-Holes, three selections, Jiggers, Hunger for Affection, and Race for Discovery. Then from Thomas DiMuzio with Zipper Spy, a piece called Columbia. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 910, hour number 2.
Long.